And one thing you have to understand is you have to make sure you read it through the lens of the doctrines you already know. So you have to read the parables through the lens of doctrines that you already know. And pick and choose. Oh, you're not supposed to pick and choose. When you're in the parables, you got to pick and choose through the lens of the doctrines you already know what is applicable to these doctrines and what is not. You understand that? Like, for example, we're going to read later on in Matthew 26 where it talks about the sheep and the goats. You know what we can opt out? That he's not talking about literal sheep and goats.
Right?
We can look and say, okay, he's not really talking about like a farm here. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. This is a picture of something else. Okay? Or the parable of the 10 virgins. It's not referring to literal 10 virgins that are going to like, those are the only, 5 virgins are going to be the only virgins that are going to be raptured in the end. Okay? And they have a lantern, they have oil, and that's what it's based upon. That's not what it's talking about. We need to make sure we pick and choose and through the lens, through the filter of the doctrines we already know. Now,